Hello and welcome to another episode of BVTV. Today I'd like to talk about an interesting area for fixed income investors, which are REITs. Over the last couple of months, we've seen quite a healthy amount of issuance in that space, and some of our fund managers have indeed added so-called real estate investment trusts to their portfolio. So it's high time to look into this particular space, which is why I asked credit analyst Otman El Iraki to join me this morning. Good morning, Otman.
Good morning, Mario.
It's glad to have you here as an expert who follows the REITs market closely. So can you quickly refresh our minds and talk us through some of the characteristics of REITs?
Absolutely. REITs are listed companies which own real estate properties, and they rent those properties to tenants. So their cash flow is coming from the rents paid by the tenants. REITs own a wide range of assets, from shopping centers to office buildings to logistics assets that you can see along motorways, for example, but also residential assets. REITs don't pay corporation tax, but in order to benefit from this tax advantage, REITs, they have to distribute 90% of their profit as dividend.
Okay. And we actually have seen quite a lot of activity, especially in the European primary markets. So if you look at the bonds issued this year, they're actually already above the level we've seen the last 2 years. And a lot of that has also been driven by an increase in sterling credit. So what is driving that? What are the forces behind this?
In order to fund their business, REITs use secured debt, so that's mortgage loans from the banks, and unsecured debt, and that's typically unsecured bonds that they issue on the market. And what we have seen in the last couple of years is more and more REITs issue unsecured bonds on the market in order to refinance secured debt, so mortgage loans. So they are basically transitioning from secured financing to unsecured financing. And this is what has driven the market in recent years. And the reason for that is they want to rely less on banks. And we've seen exactly the same trend in sterling markets in the UK. And this year, the reason why the issuance has been more is because major UK REITs such as SEGRO, British Land, Land Securities have been active on the market refinancing their debt.
Okay. And then talking about real estate, of course, there's the Brexit question looming. So we see house prices falling in London. Last week, we got another disappointing print of retail sales numbers in the UK. So against this backdrop, what's your outlook on the REIT market here?
Absolutely. I think property markets in general face significant challenges from political risk, Brexit, to macroeconomic risk, to interest rate risk. But I would say this is likely to create volatility going forward and therefore opportunities for credit investors. Having said that, I think the outlook really depends on which sub-market the REITs operate in. Brexit, for example, is having a clear impact on REITs which own office buildings in central London, such as British Land and Land Securities, because Brexit is creating uncertainty. And this uncertainty put pressure on office building rents and therefore office building valuation. REITs which operate in the shopping center segment, for example, such as Hammerson, they are facing the threat of e-commerce and the likes of Amazon. So they have to adapt to this new world. And REITs which operate, for example, in logistics assets such as SEGRO, they actually benefit from e-commerce because they own big distribution centers which are let to the likes of Amazon, for example.
Okay, that means security selection is more important than ever in today's environment.
Absolutely,
great. So the upcoming week is going to be a big one for bond markets. Everyone is waiting eagerly for the ECB monetary policy meeting this Thursday to find out more about the reduction of its quantitative easing program. Look at this chart recently published by the IMF, which highlights the magnitude of the QE program so far. Government bond purchases of the ECB, here in blue, are currently 7 times bigger than net issuance, which has impacted demand-supply dynamics and has consequently driven bond yields lower in Europe. By contrast, during all the years of QE in the US, central bank purchases actually never outpace net issuance. So this is an unprecedented situation for the European Central Bank, and its exit strategy will be highly important for markets. Whatever will be decided this Thursday, you will find out in next week's episode of BVTV or on our blog bondvigilantes.com. Thanks for watching, and bye for now.